This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 5th September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with comfortable breezes making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, expect similar conditions, while Eilut enjoys slightly warmer temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Iran launched missiles at American targets in Jordan, leading the U.S. to attack three Iranian oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports from just 13 minutes ago that Israel believes Iran may be planning a coordinated attack involving Hezbollah, Hamas, and other pro-Iranian groups. Also this hour, the Times of Israel says that Israeli Defense Forces killed three Hezbollah members in strikes on Lebanon following a drone attack on IDF troops this morning. Separately, JNS highlights Israel's capture of Hamas security chief Muin al-Arabid in Gaza City earlier today, sending a strategic message without escalating to full-scale war. And finally, I-24 News reports that the Congressional Black Caucus condemned Palestinian journalist Rula Jibrial for a slur against House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, with an apology issued earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared earlier that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, emphasizing a global rejection of lawlessness and crude bullying. Commentator Aaron David Miller noted earlier that the recent Wall Street Journal story illustrates the arrogance and ignorance of great powers overestimating their own capacity, drawing parallels with Putin's actions in Ukraine. Israeli activist Hen Matzig broke the news that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's antisemitism on CNN, marking a strong stance against such rhetoric. Let's go deeper. Starting with the escalating tensions in the Middle East, Iran's missile launch at U.S. targets in Jordan, reported by Israel Hayom, signals a significant increase in regional hostility. In response, the U.S. targeted three Iranian oil tankers in Hormuz, amplifying the stakes. This exchange could further destabilize the already volatile Gulf region, impacting global oil markets. Turning to the potential threat to Israel, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Iran might be coordinating attacks involving Hezbollah and other groups. This comes amid growing concerns about Iran's regional influence. Such an attack, if realized, could lead to widespread conflict involving multiple fronts, heightening security concerns for Israel. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details this morning's IDF strikes in Lebanon, killing three Hezbollah members. These strikes were a response to a drone attack on Israeli troops, demonstrating Israel's readiness to counter Hezbollah provocations. This underscores the fragile situation along the Israel-Lebanon border, where tensions frequently flare. In Gaza, JNS reports Israel's capture of Hamas security chief Muin al-Arabid. This arrest highlights Israel's targeted strategy in Gaza to disrupt Hamas operations. While avoiding full-scale conflict, Israel sends a strong message of deterrence, impacting Hamas's leadership dynamics. Finally, addressing the controversy surrounding Rula Jibrial, I-24 News notes the Congressional Black Caucus's condemnation of her comments against Hakeem Jeffries. This incident underscores the sensitive nature of political discourse and the complex dynamics between U.S. political figures and Israel advocacy groups. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Israeli academia is losing ground in Europe as the number of prestigious ERC research grants awarded to Israeli researchers has significantly dropped this year. This decline poses challenges for Israeli research institutions seeking international collaboration. Separately, Walla Business notes a sharp decline in the average salary in Israel's economy, plummeting by about 1,000 shekels since June. This drop reflects changing economic conditions that could affect consumer spending and economic growth. And finally, from Globes, PayPal has laid off 70 employees in its Israel office, nearly 25% of its workforce there. This move is part of a global effort to streamline operations, affecting jobs and economic stability in Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.